Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As was mentioned earlier, the Word of God for meditation today are the words of our Gospel from Luke chapter 16. In the name of our Savior Jesus, who blesses us with every earthly blessing imaginable, and who has given us himself, his word and sacrament. Dear friends, when we as Christians think of the word stewardship, oftentimes our minds immediately go to money. But stewardship is much more than that. The man who is referred to as the manager here was also called a steward years ago. That's where we get the term, stewardship. It's management. We are managers of all that God gives to us, entrusts to our care. All of our lives are to be managed under God. Time management, the stewardship of time, that's essential for the Christian. From a little child, learning that it's important to have the homework done on time, to be ready for class, that recess only lasts so long, it's all part of teaching them time management. And as we grow older, into adulthood, we find that's more and more true. We need to manage our time. We have things pulling us here, there, and everywhere. Obligations, desires. We have responsibilities to our families, our jobs. Obligations we put upon ourselves to help our neighbors, to volunteer at church. It's all part of managing time. Yet Jesus does not talk to us about time today, does he? No, he goes back to money. And he wants us to manage the money he entrusts to us in a way that is pleasing to him. He teaches us in this parable how to use money wisely. He says, use money wisely because it's a powerful tool. And because you know its value and purpose. On various occasions, our Savior talked about in parables or in just lessons to teach others the importance of money. He taught us to avoid greed, much like the Apostle Paul spoke in our epistle lesson for today, about being content and avoiding greed and the love of money. Jesus warned against storing up treasures here on earth and not storing up treasure in heaven. But in this parable, he teaches us the power of money. He is not approving of the way this manager went about doing things. Jesus is not saying it's okay to steal from your employer. Jesus is not saying it's okay to be dishonest. That's not the point of the parable. The point of the parable is money is a powerful tool to be used to the glory of God. use money wisely. The seventh commandment still stands. But what Jesus is making clear to us is that he entrusts us with this gift in varying degrees for each of us, this gift of money, that we may use it in a very unique and special way. This manager was dishonest. Dishonest from the start. That's why he got called in by his master. He had been dishonest in managing his master's funds. And he didn't change, did he? When he was faced with losing his job, he said, "Now, what am I going to do? I'm too weak to go out and dig ditches. And I'm certainly too proud to beg, so how am I going to supply myself with what I need?" He said, "I got an idea. I know what I'll do. I'll use money. Money is a powerful tool. I'll buy myself some friends." So he called in his master's debtors. Said to the one, "How much do you owe?" 950 gallons of olive oil. He says, "Take your bill and make it 450. To another, he said, "And what do you owe?" He says, 1,000 bushels of wheat. He says, "Take your bill and make it 800. He just bought himself some friends. People who would welcome him into their homes after he had lost his job. People who owed him a favor. That's the point of the parable. Jesus says, even the master, while he condemned the theft, would commend the dishonest manager's shrewdness. He understood the power of money. That he could buy and influence people with money. And Jesus goes on to say that, yeah, the children of this world are oftentimes better at doing it than are the children of light. Do we understand the power of the money the Lord gives to us? What can we do with that money? Most often we think, well, I can buy my home, I can buy a car, I can buy clothes, I can buy jewelry, I can buy stocks and bonds, I can buy real estate, I can take a trip, I can pay for education. But what do we really get? Short-term returns. We get things that last for a portion of our lives here on earth. Do you realize what you can really do with that money? That will pay eternal dividends? Jesus says, use your worldly wealth so that when it is all gone, the day when our wealth is all gone is the day we die, right? So that when it's all gone, you will have friends who will welcome you into eternal dwellings. Use your money wisely. Know the power of it. The power to change eternity for people. The power to share Jesus Christ and his love with the people of this world. Then we're really buying something, aren't we? Then we're making a change in people's lives. It takes money. It takes money to operate a congregation, a school. It takes money to do mission work. It takes money to send missionaries across the world, to take the message of Jesus to people that we will never see until we get to heaven. But Jesus says when we get there, they will welcome us and say, thank you. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for sharing Jesus with me. Thank you for eternity. Do you begin to get the picture? The power of money? We're not just buying short-term influence. We're not just buying friends for this earthly life. We're changing people's hearts. We're changing their eternal residence. We're sharing Jesus Christ, the Savior, with them. Use money wisely. Because indeed, it is a powerful tool. And know its value and purpose. Yes. What's the purpose of money? Provide for myself, my family. Pay my taxes. Give a portion to the church, to the Lord. Help the poor and the needy. But how do we know those things? Because we know its real value and purpose is to glorify God. Not just to serve me or my family or my desires. It's not to make my life happy. It's to glorify God. Who would give a priceless, cherished heirloom, a very fragile figurine, to a 2-year-old child to play with? No one. Because that child would not understand the value and the purpose of that. That child would not understand the memories that are brought to mind just by looking at that cherished heirloom. The child would not understand it's priceless. It's not a toy. And only a Christian can understand that money is entrusted to us to be used to the glory of God. The non-Christian sees money as my stuff, for my pleasure. The Christian sees it as God's money to be used to his glory. So Jesus talks to us. And he says we need to be trustworthy. He says if you're trustworthy with a little, then you'll be trustworthy with a lot. If you're not trustworthy with a little, you won't be trustworthy with a lot either. We like to think of ourselves as pretty trustworthy. We don't steal. We don't do what this dishonest manager did. We invest wisely. We give some money every week or every other week to the church, to the Lord, huh? Yeah, we're pretty good. But not really. Not really. We fail in our management of money as we fail in everything else we try to do. We have this greedy side of us. Paul spoke of it and warned us against it. Jesus does too. He talks about loving money and loving God and having two managers, huh? Two masters that we try to serve. There's a part of us that just loves money. And we love what money can do for us. That's sin, folks. We all struggle with it. Money is not the problem. It's the love of money. It's the misuse of it. Money is a gift from God to be cherished and used to his glory. if we understand its value as a gift from God, its purpose to glorify Him, that changes the whole situation. That's where our Savior comes in, huh? As we bow before Him in repentance, the end of every day, Lord, forgive me for being selfish, for my mismanagement of the blessings You've given. Our Savior wraps His arms around us and forgives us and says, we'll do it again tomorrow. You can manage things tomorrow once again. Yes, we cannot serve two masters. We strive to serve one and serve Him well, the Lord Jesus. We strive to be managers of all the blessings He entrusts to us. It's a task that's beyond our capabilities. We strive to use money wisely because we know it's a powerful tool that God gives to us to carry His word to the people of this world. And we know that it has a purpose and a value that are to be cherished as we honor God and serve Him with everything we have. God, help us to use money wisely. What a tremendous gift. Yes, to God be the glory. Amen.